Hello.
Yes, Mr. Brian, this is Ron Davis. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, sir.
This is Ron Davis, Mr. Brian. You remember? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I told you to I'll call you in between 9 or 9:30 to just check the security and return the funds to you.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're scamming me.
No. Why did you think so?
Why would you want the driver's license and all that sort of stuff?
Let me tell you. Because we need to just upload it to the security surveillance so that in future nobody can misuse with your details. Because once we just upgrade it to the security surveillance, what will happen in future if somebody got your information and try to register with your information in the various platform the government will recognize and they can cancel those things easily. All right.
Who do you work for?
Sorry?
Who do you work for? What's the name of your company?
Yes, it's NCA, National Crime Department, National Crime Agency, Anti-Fraud Department, sir. And I have told you, once everything will be sorted out, we can just simply sending you the email, each and everything.
National Crime Department, you said.
Yes, correct.
Where are you stationed at?
We are
Melbourne?
located, yes, we are located at Sydney, sir.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
And what's your name again?
Ron Davis, you can write down. I'll just tell you, once I just cancel those things right now, I'll be able to just provide you the email. All right. Okay.
Well,
Yeah.
I can get you back on this number.
You can. But what happened? Just let me ask you, what happened? If I would be the wrong person, why should I leave you today? Need to understand that yesterday I have just told you, if I have the bad intentions, so I can just do all the things tomorrow. Oh, sorry, all the things yesterday, and I can run away. You need to understand that. What?
All right,
Yeah.
well, leave it with me. I'm going to look up this National Crime Department in Sydney.
You can, but let me just cancel those things. It is very important, as I told you.
No, I'm going to check first.
That's why I have told you, sir. We can just cancel those things and help you to just improvising those things. And I will just simply showing you the things by my own.
Well, you won't get into my bank account again because it's locked.
Sorry?
My bank account's locked.
How the bank account logged? You called
It's
the
locked.
bank and logged your account?
I did, yes.
Why should you did that? Just
Because
tell me why.
I feel I'm being scammed. That's what I say.
Oh my God. I would need to just, because I have confirming you all the details from my own. You have not given me your details, sir. Did I ask you to provide me any of the details?
No, sure.
You did
You're
not.
right.
Sorry?
No.
Yeah.
I'll check it out first.
What you will do, you check it, you just simply log your account. The bank people, you know that. Do you know
Yeah.
that the bank people are also involving in this matter? You don't know. Let me tell you, in the last week, we have just simply caught red-handed one of the people, like one of the lady person from the Commonwealth. I am dealing with a customer and he has just facing the same problem. And once we just try to protect them, we have just found a people the lady people from the Commonwealth branch of the Sydney, whose name is Joe Baker, who is the security chief, and she is the financialist of the Commonwealth. What's she do? She just try to steal the funds or try to steal the information of the customers and try to sell it to the different people. And that is the basic reason the people are not able to understand. A lot of things are going on because the branch people are also involved in it. And you have called the bank. If I need to log your account, I can just simply log your account along the debit card. But it is not the permanent solution. The bank people, you have called them. Why should you call them? You have not given me a chance. As I told you that I will going to call you tomorrow in the morning. Before talk to me, do not use that. Otherwise, it will be getting logged. And you call the bank and you just log the things.
That's right. Because I'm getting suspicious about the whole thing.
If you're getting suspicious, I told you, sir. Do you have any questions? You can ask me. You never asked me any question. You told me, yes, I understand.
If you were trying to scam me, then you'd tell me anything.
Just tell me. If I need to scam, I can just scam all of your funds. Why should I will just take only $1,000? If I need to just simply steal funds, I can steal the funds, each and everything, whatever you have on the account.
Right.
You are not thinking those things. Why should I take just only $1,000? I can steal all of your funds and run away.
All right, well, maybe I've misread you. I don't know, but I'd like to check it up first.
You can check it.
That $1,000, what's happened to that? I've lost that, have I?
No, why should you lose that? I have told you that I am going to call you and return it back. Now you have logged your account. You just do one thing. You put me on speaker onto your mobile phone. Let me show you something. You put me on speaker.
I'm on loud speaker, yeah.
Okay. So you put me on speaker and let me just do one thing. Once you put me on speaker, sir, you just open that TeamViewer onto your mobile phone. You just open the TeamViewer. TeamViewer application. Do you have the TeamViewer? Quick support. Do you see the quick support? Okay. You open the Play Store. You need to wait for my call at least. I told you, sir. You need to wait for my call. You open the Play Store first. You open that?
No, hang on, I'll get back to it. With everything going on these days, you got to understand. I understand.
But if I need to do anything bad to you, I never explain you anything. I can just simply put you on hold and I can just simply steal your things without letting you know. Why should I showing you the things? A bad person, a scammer, never show you to steal your funds. You need to understand that. And I have already told you, sir, once I started the security, the funds are going to be hidden. And then I have told you to log into your bank and check you whether your $1,000 has been hidden or not. I have told you those things. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that.
You need to understand. If I have any intentions to steal your funds, I never tell you that your funds are going to be hidden. I can just simply giving you anything to tell you do not use those things. You open the Play Store application.
Let me find what I did with it now. Bitcoin thing came on my phone last night too.
Yeah, you need to open a Play Store. There will be a Play Store application. Now, once you open the Play Store, simply type on the Play Store application AnyDesk, A-N-Y. D-E-S-K, AnyDesk. Now, search for it.
Come up here, AnyDesk remote.
Press install. Press on install.
It's installing now, pending.
Okay. Okay, press on open. Now, what has came up?
Not license certification, agree?
Yeah, press on agree because you're using the Samsung lock, Samsung mobile phone. Now, what has came up?
Plugin available for controlling this device remotely. The plugin's required. You would like to install this plugin now.
Correct. Click on cancel. Press on cancel. Now, what has came up?
A tutorial. You can avoid the tutorial by touching it.
Tap on the white area where you see the white circle. Tap on the white space. And you will get to see the 9-digit security number. Can you see that?
There's two number at the top,
Tap on the white area and once you see the number, confirm me the number. Tap on the area, tap on the screen.
The number's 84.
918.
043.
043. Now 84918043, correct? And where you see where you see the number, just underneath that number, just little bit. Can you see in the red one something has written set password? Click on that set password. Now once you click on set password, there will be the first column will be known as interactive access. Leave that. Now, just below that, can you see something called permissions? Now, where you see permissions, scroll down the permissions. There will be an option called permission profile. Scroll it slowly, slowly, and check there will be an option called permission profile.
Enable permission session profile.
No, permission profile.
Yeah.
Click on permission profile. Then give a click on full access.
It comes up with defaults for ensuring full access and the tenant access.
Click on full access. Now, do you see any options has came up called unattended access with the white tick mark box? What you can see? Tell me what you can see.
I've got permissions. Okay,
just give me a moment. You be on the hold. Give me a moment, okay? Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what you can see? What you can see on the screen?
Permission to all, profile full access.
Yeah, profile enabled. And can you see enable unattended access with the white tick mark box?
Which one?
Yeah, tick that. There will be a white tick mark box, enable unattended access. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'll tick that box.
Yeah. Now, once you tick that, can you see the red straight line has came up called set password? Yeah. Click on the red straight line.
Yeah.
And type the password in the lowercase eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
1517. Did you type eBay 1517?
1417.
Yeah. Now press on OK.
Yes.
All in the lowercase. Did you type all in the lowercase?
Yep.
Okay. Now did you click on OK?
Yes.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Now.
Come back to that permission profile again.
Okay. You just come back. Click on close. Press on close.
Yep.
Again, press on close. Now, once you press on close, do you see the ID number? What you can see on the screen?
Interactive access, always show incoming sessions.
Okay, give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
Remote access.
Okay, do you see the number 849?
8149 and 18043,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 8149-18043, correct?
Yep.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me just check. Now, once you see any message will came up called start now, then press on start now. Okay, wait for a second. Now, do you see any start now?
Press on start.
Press on start now. Now you're connected to National Crime Agency. Now do you see that? Now press the home button. Press the home button. Yeah. Press the home button.
The home button.
The square button in the middle square button from the bottom. Go to your normal page. Now let me ask you one. Let me just simply showing you something. Okay, you just open up the Google. You open up the Google.
Yeah.
Now type in on the Google. Type on the Google. NCP Australia. NCB. B for Bravo. B for Bravo. Yeah. Australia.
All one word.
Yeah. Now search for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Now can you see Interpol, Australian Federal Police?
Australian Federal Police.
Can you see it is known as National Central Bureau, NCB. So that is the same department, National Crime Department. Okay, National Central Bureau. You just open that Interpol, NCB Group, you can check. And NCB Group Private Limited is an indigenous Australian business dedicated to that. Now you just open that Interpol inquiries, Australian Federal Police. You just open that. Yeah. And read the things. that the International Criminal Police Organization is also known as the Interpol. Its role, what we normally do, sir, we just simply, you scroll it down, scroll down the page. We just simply investigate what is going on. Can you see the Australian Interpol contact point is known as National Central Bureau at the bottom. And it's and in Australia is hosted by the Australian Federal Police. Can you see that? So that is the thing. Whatever the criminal activities is going on, we just take care onto those things. And let me just show you. Do not touch anything. Okay, let me just show you something. How the branch peoples are involved in this. Last time, we are the global people who just protect the people. All right. Now, last time in the United Kingdom, apart from the Australia, in the United Kingdom, the people, the bank peoples are also involved in that. Let me just show you the name of that person, whose name is Jessica Harper. All right. Can you see Jessica Harper, Lloyds Bank? Lloyds Bank is one of the, like the Commonwealth, like the ANZ, Lloyds Bank is one of the biggest bank branch in United Kingdom, in London. So, okay, let me just show you. Now, can you see Lloyds Bank worker Jessica Harper jailed for 2.4 million fraud? Can you see that? Now, read the thing. Read the thing. Read the thing. See the picture and read the thing. Scroll it down. Now read that thing. A former Lloyds Bank worker in charge for online security has been jailed for 5 years over for 2.4 million fraud. What's he do? See, her age will be 50. She submitted false invoices to claim the payment. All right. And what's he do? She just simply steal a lot of information of the people and can you see? She is not a single branch. She is, Harper had been earning £60,000 in a year at the time, and her role at Lloyds Banks Group, which is including not just Lloyds, TSB Bank, Halifax Bank, Bank of Scotland, involving fighter fraudsters. So what they have the chain, like suppose you are the mastermind, you have a lot of friend circles or a team in the different branch, correct? So what they want, they just simply look on the customer details because they are the branch people. If they go, they do any of the illegal activities inside your account, you can't be able to see that because they have the control inside your account to just simply delete the transaction, correct? Suppose they will take some funds from Thailand and put it onto your account, and then they will just put the amount from your account to the different where you are not going to see that because they are the branch people. They have the control on the system. They have the control onto your account. They can just hide the payment and they can just simply use it for their own benefit.
If I'd had some of this information yesterday, I would have been so concerned. I wouldn't have.
So that's why I have told, do you remember
as you, the do you identify yourself personally, but I can't see you. You only told me where you're coming from. I hadn't heard of you.
That's why the problem is that, let me tell you, sir, the problem is that yesterday I have asked you in the ending of the call that, sir, do you have any confusion in your mind? You told me, no, I understand everything. No problem, Rod. I'll just wait for your call tomorrow. But right now, you just told me you locked your account. Now, suppose if you call to the bank and then try to unlock your account, do you think that they are going to unlock your account? Why? They want to just simply protect your, they do not want to protect your information. They just want that. They are not going to be caught red-handed because if they are not going to block the account, you don't be able to get to know who is the branch people, correct? Because if we just putting the security on the account, if any illegal transactions are going on inside your account, the branch peoples are going to do any illegal activity, we can just trace the peoples, right, from which branch or which locality these things has been happened. So that is the main thing. So what do you have told them? What do you have told them while you call the branch?
I just expressed concerns that I've been hacked by you people.
Okay. Somebody has just taken out $1,000 from my account. You already told that?
I told them, yes, but they didn't say they could see that. They saw the $995 I saw or something.
Okay, the bank people have told you, right?
Yeah, but a couple of emails came back to me, or messages came back to me, where it showed that the $1,000 was spent on Woolworths gift cards.
Woolworths gift cards?
Yeah.
Like how much?
$1,000.
$1,000. $995. They have told you.
No, it's on the phone.
Okay, you have told them. You told them, right? Okay. So, how it will be? Because we need to return your phone, sir. How it will be possible to unlock your account? Tell me.
I've got to go to. I'm going to have to go to the bank today, but I've got to. I'm in the dilemma now because I've got my car in getting fixed up. I need $2,000 to get my car out of the garage.
I totally understand, but your account has been locked. So if your account is not unlocked, how we will be able to just submit the funds? That is the main problem.
I'll borrow the money from my brother.
You just... Sorry?
I'll borrow the money, and when the account's unlocked, I'll give him back the money. Anyway.
So, what is the best thing you want to do right now? Like, you want to unlock, they're gonna unlock, because I know that the branch people are not going to unlock your account. Either they are going to close the account and create a new one for you.
They're going to get a new credit card for me.
Yes.
The account and everything will stay the same. It'll just be a new card, a different number on it.
Yeah, a new card will be providing to you, and they're going to create the ID and the password. But we need to also protect that funds which you have inside your account. We need to understand those things.
That is the main problem.
And do you remember how much funds you have? Because last time, yesterday, we have just checked. I get to know that you have more than 3,000 into your account.
Yeah,
apart from the option which we have hidden.
I think I had $2,000, $2,300 in that account, I think, to pay for the car.
In that
account, and I had $34 in another account where my pension goes into and pays my bills. And then another account, I had $2,200 in that account.
Okay.
So the first one's the one you took the $1,000 out of.
Yes, from the first account, from the Axit Advantage account, we have just hide that 1,000, and you have on that account 1,000 more. Okay. And apart from that account, there will be another account onto which you have near about 2,000 and something, correct?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. So,
And then I have a middle account that with about $34 in it, but my pension goes into that account.
I understand. And how you are going to just simply unlock your account today? And how you are going to... just simply pay your bills to the garage. You can do one thing. You can borrow some funds from your friends and take the things from your garage, okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to drive up an hour to the bank.
But remember one thing. Once you go to the bank, Let me just explain you the whole scenario. The bank people, we know that we just protected a lots of people. Okay. So we know that better, that what the bank people, what kind of strategy those bank people will do. The bank people, what they do, you go to the branch because one of the representatives is involving into this. So they are just going to play the tricks. They are going to just ask you for your mobile phone. They will check your call logs, whom you talk. They will check your phone. Is there any application has been downloaded? Okay. That is the thing before they are going to unlocking the things. All right. So first of all, you remember, I'll just contacted you. Okay. Yeah. I'll contacted you because if I send you the email right now and they're going to see the email that we are just still talking and we are just still trying to protecting those things, they are not going to unlock your account. They will just simply tell you, sir, we are not able to giving you any online access of your account. You can use it offline. So why they will tell you? Because they don't want that you can do online and you are not going to get any security notification. Suppose you do offline banking. Have you think that do you get any kind of security alert if there any problem is going on with your account? Do you get to know? You never know because you don't do online banking, correct? If you do offline, you just swipe your card, you just simply using your phones, but whatever the things are going on inside your account, you are not going to understand, correct?
No.
That is the thing. What you need to do, remember the thing. I'll contact you, okay? Remember the thing. Yeah. And once everything will be sorted out, I'll just sending you the email where you can contact me, okay? Once you come from the branch, now the any desk application which you can see on your mobile phone, you need to uninstall that, okay? You need to uninstall that. You got my point? Yeah. You uninstall that any desk and delete the call logs, that number on which we are talking, delete those numbers, okay? These are the security numbers, okay? These are the end-to-end encryption line, okay? You know that end-to-end encryption means that whatever we are just making the conversation, it will be between you and me. Nobody can hear those conversation, okay? So you just delete those numbers, you uninstall that any desk while you go to the branch. Remember that, okay? And once they are going to unlock your account, give me the suitable time when you will be free, sir, so that I can call you. Today, should I call you after like 5 or 6 o'clock, you will be free? In the evening?
Yeah, say, what's today, Tuesday? Yeah, say about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, after 4 o'clock, right? Can you make it 5? Because I have an appointment, that's why I'm asking you.
That's right, yeah.
After 5, right? It will be good for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call you after 5, okay? Now, the thing is that, remember one thing. A lot of people are trying to stealing the phones around, you know that. Or they're stealing the information around. If somebody calls you or rings you, do not talk to any other people. You can write down my name, Ron Davis. You can write down.
So you know my voice.
Yeah. You write down the number. Okay. So if somebody calls you, that sir, do you remember my name is this or this from this department or this? You did not allow to talk to anybody. Okay. You just simply hang the call on their face. Because we don't want any information are going to be stolen. Once I call you, I'll just verify my name. My name will be Ron Davis. And then you need to talk to me. Otherwise, do not entertain any other people. Okay. And once you go to the bank, they will ask you some of the security questions, this or this. But do not tell them that you still know me or you still talk to me. Otherwise, they are not going to unlock anything, okay? And the mess will be happened. So you need to be personal while you go to the bank and you need to unlock your account normally, okay?
Yeah.
You understand now? Any questions? Don't get confused again. That's why I'm asking you. Time you're going to be confused and tell them each and everything, then they are going to not unlock the account. And again, I'll call you. You told me, I think I am a little bit suspicious. That's why I have told each and everything to the bank people. I have shown you that's the thing. That's why I have shown you the thing. Yeah. So don't be confused. Don't reveal anything related to the security things. Go to the branch as personal so that we can just secure the things. Okay. And then I can just help you to protect each and everything for you. You got my point? Yes.
Yep.
Thank you for understanding. And you just remember, you just delete that AnyDesk application from your mobile phone. Okay. The red AnyDesk, which we have downloaded now. You just delete that. You remove that from your mobile phone and delete the contact number that you talked to me today. Okay.
Yeah.
The bank people will just simply try to verify you. Those things, and they will 110% they will ask your mobile phone to see the chats, the emails, those things about the applications, each and everything. So once you deleted that, they will not able to find that. Okay.
Right.
And they're gonna unlock your account. They're gonna provide you a new card. And once everything will be sorted out, like your account will be unlocked and your new card will be coming up. We will check the security and then we are going to return the funds. Your funds are safe in my hands, okay? So nothing to be worried about. Again, I'm telling you and I'm requesting you, okay?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Alright.
Don't be questions. Yeah.
It's any guess. Where will I find that? That's that is where.
Okay. Where do you find that? That's a good question.
You press and hold it
for 2 or 3 seconds. It will be coming up. Press on uninstall and remove it. Once you come back to the home from the branch and the account is unlocked, then I'll just install that application for you. Okay.
It's gone now.
So you remember, if anybody calls you, then you did not need to talk to anything. Otherwise, they are trying to convince you. Okay. Do not talk to anybody related to anything. Just hang up the call on their face. Okay?
Yeah.
From any other organization, such as eBay, such as Amazon, such as billing department, anything. Okay?
No.
Yeah. So you take care of yourself. Just borrow some funds from one of your friends and please take your car, go to the branch, unlock your account, be personal. Do not disclose anything related to the security. Okay.
Yeah.
And once everything will be unlocked, I'll be giving you a call after 5 o'clock. Okay. After 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. You take care of yourself. Have a lovely day, sir.
Thank you.